Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. My name is Sophia, and I will be reading for you today, this Thursday, the 14th of January, which is the first of Shvat on the Hebrew calendar, which means that we have a new month, which is called Rosh Chodesh in Hebrew. So, Chodesh Tov to you all. This week's parasha is called Vayera, and today's Torah portion is Exodus 8, 11 through 22, unless you have a Bible that follows the Hebrew verse counting, in which case it's Exodus 8, 7 through 18. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The frogs will depart from you, from your houses, from your servants, and from your people. They will remain only in the Nile. After Moshe and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, Moshe cried out to the Lord concerning the frogs, which he had brought upon Pharaoh. So the Lord acted according to the word of Moshe, and the frogs died out in the houses, the courts, and the fields. They piled them together in large heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. So the Lord said to Moshe, "Tell Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, and it will become gnats throughout all the land of Egypt." So they did. When Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, there were gnats on men and animals. All the dust of the earth became gnats throughout all the land of Egypt. When the magicians attempted the same with their secret arts to bring forth gnats, they could not. There were gnats on men and animals. So the magicians said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moshe, "Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. As he comes to the water, say to him, 'This is what the Lord says, let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you do not let my people go, I will send the swarm of flies on you and on your servants, on your people and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians will be full of the swarm of flies, including the ground that they stand on. But on that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people are dwelling, except no swarm of flies will be there, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am in the midst of the earth." That was Exodus 8, 7 through 18 in the Hebrew verse counting, and Exodus 8, 11 through 22 in the Western verse counting. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is 1 Kings chapter 10. Now when the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Shlomo, because of the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. So she came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels carrying spices and gold in great abundance and precious stones. When she came to Shlomo, she spoke with him of all that was on her heart. Shlomo answered all her questions. Nothing was hidden from the king that he did not explain to her. So when the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Shlomo, the palace that he had built, the food at his table, the seating of his courtiers, the attendance of his servants and their attire, his cupbearers, and his burnt offering, which he offered in the house of the Lord, she was left breathless. Then she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of your deeds and of your wisdom, but I didn't believe the reports until I came and my eyes saw it. Indeed, not even the half was told to me. You are way past the report of wisdom and prosperity that I had heard. Blessed are your people, blessed are your courtiers who are standing continually before you, listening to your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you, to set you on the throne of Israel. It is because of the Lord's everlasting love for Israel that he made you king, to do justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, a great quantity of spices and precious stones. Never again did such abundance of spices come as what the queen of Sheba gave to King Shlomo. Also Hiram's ships that brought gold from Ophir brought from Ophir a great quantity of sandalwood and precious stones. The king made from the sandalwood a railing for the house of the Lord and for the royal palace, and also lyres and harps for the singers. Never again did such quantity of sandalwood come in, nor have they been seen to this day. So King Shlomo gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked for, beside what King Shlomo gave her out of his royal bounty. Then she and her servants left and returned to her own land. Now the weight of gold that came to Shlomo in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides what was from the merchants, from the traffic of the traders, and from all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the region. King Shlomo made 200 full-body shields of beaten gold, 600 shekels of gold on each shield, and 300 small shields of beaten gold, 3 minas of gold on each shield. The king put them in the forest house of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with refined gold. There were 6 steps to the throne, and the throne had a back with a rounded top, and there were armrests on each side of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the arms. 12 lions were standing there on the 6 steps, 6 on each side. Nothing like it had ever been made in any other kingdom. All of King Shlomo's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the forest house of Lebanon were of pure gold. None was of silver. That did not count for anything in the days of Shlomo. For the king had a Tarshish fleet at sea with Hiram's fleet. Once every 3 years, the Tarshish fleet came, bringing gold, silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. So King Shlomo exceeded all the kings of the earth in wealth as well as in wisdom. All the earth sought an audience with Shlomo to listen to his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. They brought each man his gift, vessels of silver and gold, robes, weapons, spices, horses, and mules, so much year by year. Shlomo accumulated chariots and horsemen. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, and he stationed them in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. Also the king made silver as common as stones in Jerusalem, and cedars as plentiful as sycamore trees in the foothills. Shlomo's horses were brought from Egypt and from Kiveh. The king's merchants would buy them from Kiveh at a price. They imported a chariot from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver and a horse for 150. And in turn, they were exported to all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Aram. That was 1 Kings chapter 10. Our portion from the writings today is Psalm 109 and 110. For the music director, a psalm of David. O God of my praise, be not silent, for the wicked and the deceitful have opened their mouth against me. They spoke to me with a lying tongue, with hateful words surrounded me, and fought against me without cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers, but I am in prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over him. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty, and may his prayer be as sin. Let his days be few. Let another take his position. May his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children wander and beg, and may they search in their ruins. Let a creditor seize all he has, and may strangers plunder his labor. Let no one show him mercy or take pity on his fatherless children. Let his prosperity be cut off and his name be blotted out in the next generation. May the guilt of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, the sin of his mother never blotted out. Let their sins be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. For he never remembered to show mercy, but he persecuted a poor and needy man, crushed in spirit, to put him to death. How he loved cursing, may it fall on him. He had no pleasure in blessing, may it be far from him. He wore cursing like his robe, until it filled his belly like water, and his bones like oil. May it be like a cloak wrapped around him, like a belt tied around him always. Let this be the Lord's reward to my accusers, and to those who speak evil against me. But you, Lord, my Lord, deal with me for your name's sake, because your loving kindness is good, deliver me. For I am afflicted and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow, shaken off like a locust. My knees totter from fasting, and my flesh is lean with no fat. And I have become a taunt to them. When they see me, they wag their head. Help me, Lord my God. Save me through your loving kindness. Let them know that it is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. They may curse, but you bless. When they arise, they will be ashamed, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be clothed in disgrace and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. I will greatly thank the Lord with my mouth, and in the midst of a throng will I praise him. For he stands at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who condemn his soul. A Psalm of David. The Lord declares to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty rod from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will be a freewill offering in a day of your power, in holy splendors from dawn's womb. Yours is the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a Kohen forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. My Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings in the days of his wrath. He will judge among the nations, heaping up corpses. He will crush heads over the entire land. He will drink from a stream along the way. So his head will be exalted. That was Psalm 109 and 110. Our next portion, which is the last one for today, is Luke 22, verse 1 through 38. Now the feast of Matzah, which is called Passover, was approaching. The ruling Kohanim and Torah scholars were searching for a way to do away with Yeshua, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Yehuda, the one from Kriot, one of the 12. And he went away and talked with the ruling Kohanim and officers of the temple guard about how he might deliver Yeshua over to them. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. So he agreed and began looking for a chance to hand Yeshua over to them without a crowd. Then came the day of Matzah, when the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Now Yeshua sent Kepha and Yochanan, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, so we may eat." Then they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" And he said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And with that he will show you a large upper room, fully furnished. Make preparations there." So they left and found just what Yeshua had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Yeshua reclined at table, and the emissaries with him. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And when he had taken a cup and offered the bracha, he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I tell you that I will never drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes." And when he had taken matzah and offered the bracha, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the meal, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But look, the hand of the one betraying me is with mine on the table. For indeed, the Son of Man is going as has been predetermined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." So they began to discuss among themselves which of them it might be who would do this thing. But there was also quarrel among them about which of them is considered the greatest. And Yeshua said to them, "The kings of the nations have mastery over them, and those exercising authority over them are called benefactors. But with you it is not so. Rather, let the one who is greatest among you become like the youngest, and the one who leads like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who reclines or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines? But I am among you as one who serves. You are the ones who have remained with me in my times of testing. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, so I grant to you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you shall sit upon thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Shimon, Shimon, indeed, Satan has demanded to sift you all like wheat. But I have prayed for you, Shimon, that your faith will not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." But Shimon said to him, "Master, I am ready to go with you even to prison and to death." But Yeshua said, "I tell you, Kepha, a rooster will not crow today until you have denied three times that you know me." And he said to them, "When I sent you out without a money pouch and travel bag and sandals, you didn't lack anything, did you?" They said, "No, nothing." Then he said to them, "But now whoever has a money pouch must carry it, as well as a travel bag. And whoever does not own a sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that this which is written must be fulfilled in me, and he was counted with the lawless. For what is written about me is being fulfilled." But they said, "Master, look here, two swords." And he said to them, "It is enough." That was Luke 22, verse 1 through 38, which concludes our reading for today. If you're reading the double track of Apostles this year, you would also read Philippians chapter 2. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope and pray that you have a lovely day. I'm Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until tomorrow.